This is a below top secret member podcast by Daedalus 3 in response to the thread titled I Can't Speak English. The Kirpal phone call thing. We've heard that a lot in India too. It's quite popular. I suppose every guy who likes a bit of internet humor has that MP3 or MPEG on his comp. So, yep, it's funny here too. Actually, if you've heard the whole conversation, you'd be able to notice that the guy Kirpal, the one who's making the dog kicking accusations, I mean the girl he's talking to, the girl he's accusing of kicking his dog, has a totally American accent, even though she is of Indian origin, and her dad. Her dad does not have an American accent, so I'm supposing that you can draw a conclusion that those Indians who are born and have been brought up in the US have a complete American accent. Actually, in my opinion, in my honest, humble opinion, I feel that the key is to maintain your accent, because it is your identity wherever you go, as long as it doesn't sound funny. that's for sure. That's one thing you got to keep in mind, but you got to maintain your accent. The only problem with that is you'll probably get laughed at, or people will giggle when you talk if you use that accent in countries where people don't talk like that. So, I mean, just as you guys in the US would probably giggle at a weird Apu or Kirpal style accent there, we'd definitely giggle at an Indian speaking in an American accent here back in India. That'd be definitely funny. Although I must confess that the Kirpal and Apu type accents are found to be funny in India too. We laugh at them here too. Actually, we have so many languages here, and so many people speak English, that it's just amazing to see how many different ways you can pronounce words and say things. And of course, there are lots of grammatical errors, so that's funny too. Along with actually the Apu Kirpal type of accents, Apu is supposed to be South Indian, but the Kirpal type of accents, actually both of these accents are prevalent mostly in North India. What you people might also have noticed, if you've interacted with many Indians who've shifted to the US and who've come from South India, is that they have a very distinct habit of pronouncing the alphabet L by rolling their tongues, by taking the tip of their tongue and sticking it to the upper palate, and then pronouncing L instead of biting it, or instead of the way we normally pronounce L. This is probably because we have in India, in all Indian languages, most Indian languages, we have an alphabet which is specific for this pronunciation of L. So while we have L, the equivalent of L will be L in an Indian language, but we have a separate alphabet which goes like this. It goes L, where you roll your tongue, you go L. So the problem is that people who haven't spoken English that much, or who have been in an environment where this L is very prevalent, tend to use it with their English L's. So you'll have people, instead of saying only, you'll have them say only, and laugh instead of laugh. And so, the list is endless, and that obviously sounds very funny. Imagine somebody coming up to you and saying, somebody generally, somebody you care about coming up to you and saying I love you, you start laughing. I mean, I would. It's quite funny for me. Another thing I think we Indians mix up is our W and V pronunciations, because actually what you're supposed to do is, as far as I know, is you're supposed to bite your V's and you're not supposed to bite your W's. So instead of saying vampire, most Indians actually, I think even those who speak proper English, most Indians, instead of saying vampire, they'll be like vampire, or and they'll bite their W's. So instead of saying woman, they'll say woman, or wicket, instead of saying wicket, they'll say wicket. So you have that jumble of the V's and W's. So yeah, bite your V's and bite your V's and don't bite your W's. So yeah, after listening to this podcast, suppose you guys go out and point out these small intricacies of the Indian accent to somebody who speaks like that in the US, they'd probably reply by saying, "What to do? We are like that only." This is Daedalus 3 signing off.